The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Back in the 90s, gratitude as a practice, the whole gratitude journal, was a fresh new thing. In this episode, we talk about how and why, in the intervening years, the whole gratitude thing got to feel a little overdone. And then we talk about some of the unusual, awkward, even semi-crazy ways that we've refreshed it for ourselves this year. Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to this episode.
Thank you for being here.
Now, you may or may not have noticed, but we didn't put out an episode last week.
It's called Going Dark.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Don't we call it that?
Another term I think is hiatus.
Anyway,
that sounds like an adolescent joke, like Uranus, like hiatus. Okay.
What?
So just a quick housekeeping note. We are planning for the next few months to put out about...
For spring, the rest of spring and summer.
About two episodes per month.
Yeah.
That's the general intention. So just being upfront with that.
And then we will pick it back up come September.
That's the plan.
Yes. All right. In this way, we can all enjoy the season of sunshine and flowers and be outside and spending our time in nature, more time in nature.
Oh, my God. I want the bird sound effects.
And live a balanced life.
Tweedledee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Anyway.
La, 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 la.
All right. Yeah. I was just telling Toast that I learned recently that if you hear a bird outside of your home,
it means something. No.
It doesn't mean anything. No, well, it does mean things. It depends on what kind of bird it is and what kind of medicine they're bringing, spiritual medicine. But in general, if you hear wild birds outside chirping, in general, you will tend to have a brighter outlook on your day. You will have a happier, better day versus life, if you have not had not heard a bird.
Life with birds day. Versus life without birds. So, you know, for the birds should be a good thing.
Yes. Yeah. It should be. It should be a good thing. All right. So today, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about, get ready, this is a topic no one has ever heard of before. We're talking about gratitude.
All right, so gratitude. We're here to talk about gratitude today.
Never heard of it?
And I will say, gratitude, this topic is a little tricky. It's become tricky, I think.
Yes, you know why? Because
why?
All
why
of us together as a society have made it tricky. Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Are you bringing the 80s back?
Yeah, they're back.
Okay. All right, so gratitude. Just as Toast was saying, it is, yeah, it, oops.
It's real life. It's real life. And somebody rang our bell.
All right. Okay, that was our ring.
Ring my bell. Now we're going to the 70s.
Yes, Toast has had coffee. This tends to happen. All right, so gratitude. First of all, it's a really important topic. It is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At the same time, it's at this point now, it's been pounded into us.
Oh my God.
So much, right?
Yes.
That I will say for myself, it got pretty stale when mm-hmm. it came to writing in my gratitude journal, mm-hmm. creating, up-leveling my gratitude practice. You know, I felt like, oh, the gratitude practice for me really lost its life. Mm-hmm. And it was a great idea 15 years ago.
Well,
or
I
whatever
say,
it was, right? When the whole gratitude journal and gratitude list
came out.
I will
say that I remember the first time I ever heard about a gratitude journal, and that was on an episode of Oprah.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't it Oprah?
When she had Sarah Van Breathnach on the show, and she talked all about how a gratitude journal changed her life. And I remember buying it. I mean, I was starting it back then, but just the way that gratitude has become this thing you do in order to get something else or to get someplace else, it just feels tainted.
Tainted love.
That's the 80s.
Is that
We're
the
back
80s?
At the 80s.
I'm caught. I'm trapped.
All right. So it's tricky. That's what we will say.
Yes. So we just... I find it very refreshing to have you acknowledge this and to voice these kinds of things out loud.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Because usually I'm the one.
Well, I know because normally I'm concerned about, you know, rubbing people the wrong way, mm-hmm.
and it's not that I'm
wanting to offend someone.
Yeah.
And, but
it's not that I'm not concerned about that. I am concerned about that too. But I think by.
You know what? We can only speak from our experience.
True.
And if we can remain authentic to that, mm-hmm. I think we'll be okay. Because no one can dispute what we've experienced.
Yeah.
It's our experience,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Okay,
now,
so go ahead.
Can I just
yes.
add on to what you said about gratitude feeling as a practice, like a gratitude practice and a journal and all that stuff, feeling tainted. And I feel like... that's related to it having been appropriated, maybe is the word, or like harnessed to, like you said, to try and get something else. Even if it's the something else is a good thing. Like it's like,
right.
Oh, it's shown to, you know, like it helps you feel less stressed.
I mean, we are going to share the research on that. So
and
yes.
It improves your health. Mm-hmm. So it makes you nicer to people, you know, like it makes you feel better and all those good things. All that can be true. But when that becomes the leading front edge reason for, and that's why you should do it. There is something in there for me too, just personally, where it starts to, it feels tainted.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like that, this beautiful emotion, mm-hmm. gratitude, this beautiful experience of feeling connected with other people in the world, and that beautiful thing gets reframed through the lens of, oh, but what does it do for you? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
and,
I do.
And then just like,
Yeah.
So.
No, I hear you.
We kind of want to address that up front.
And yeah,
then
we have a way to refresh it for you. Well, we're going to share how we have refreshed it for ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
All right.
Let's move on.
So first, we will say that at the start of this year, mm-hmm. actually at the end of last year, we...
Same smell.
We started thinking of, Toast and I started thinking of how we wanted to live our lives differently in this new fresh year. It's always exciting to think about like, okay, what do we want to do differently versus say, you know, our resolutions, right? Which is another thing. But
so our slogan became do it different.
Do it different. And we have a podcast on that? Yeah, we have a podcast on that. But one of the things that we wanted to get better at is celebrating. Mm. For whatever reason. Because Toast and I mean, I consider myself and I see you, Toast, as a grateful person, a grateful human being.
Okay.
But for whatever reason, when it came time to taking a moment, stopping and celebrating wins, whether they are big giant wins, like we bought a house, or if they were smaller wins, like, yay, I exercised today, you know, whatever it might be, we just, we weren't good at it. We would just go, oh yeah, great. Yeah, I exercised today, and then just move on. Or, oh my God, we got the house. Oh my God, aren't you so proud of yourself? That's so great. But then move on. Like, instead of like,
we didn't even open the bottle of wine.
The champagne that we were given, right? I mean, we did later, but we didn't for the purpose of the house.
It took a few months.
Yeah. So anyways, we thought, let's become celebrators of life. Let's become celebrators of life. And what that did for us, it refreshed our gratitude practice, quote-unquote practice. It refreshed our sense of gratitude for life and the things that happened in any given day, because we started to celebrate all the things, not just the big things, but the little things. And we'll share a little bit more about what our daily practice is with celebrating. Okay, but before we get into that, we're going to talk a little bit about how to even cultivate that celebratory lens. I'm just laughing. You know why? Because I'm listening. I can hear myself how I just said, quote unquote. Yes. It just sounds funny now. Doesn't it sound funny?
I have annoyed myself. I have annoyed myself by overusing that phrase. Quote unquote.
I'm irritating myself by having said that. I mean, I feel slightly embarrassed.
Okay, maybe we should record this. I have overused that, and I think it has to do with my issue, my own personal individual issue of feeling misunderstood.
Oh.
So then
okay,
I try to qualify
podcast,
it.
Though. I know. All right, it's fine.
Okay, therapy in the middle of the episode.
We're talking about how to begin just cultivating that celebratory lens, exercising that celebratory muscle. Why don't you tell us a little bit more of how we can do that and integrate it?
Well, from my experience, and this is just my personality, which I like to be playful.
Quote-unquote.
You wouldn't think so, because sometimes that can be like overly serious too, right? But
Toast is silly.
And serious.
Mm-hmm. SNS.
So something that I'm
this is
very
really
grateful,
like
what this is really going off
this
the rails.
This is really like nerd herd vibes, right? This podcast.
Nerd herd.
Okay, back on track. Something
that I'm grateful Sienna is okay with about my silliness is going along with the surprise, spontaneous practice that I started when we had this whole, you know, personal campaign in our life of like, let's cultivate celebration more. And I would start anytime like something like super minor, like maybe Sienna said, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. Okay. I have to remember to, I don't know, what is it?
I don't know where
make
you're going
coffee.
With this.
So I know I'm surprising you with this topic.
Yeah, I'm going, I don't know.
It's like, oh,
I mean,
yeah,
I
yeah.
know, I think I know what you're going to say, but.
Or here's a better example. Should be like, oh, maybe, should we make a coffee? And then my response would be, oh my God. Oh my God, we're going to have a coffee. Oh man. You know, like that.
Yes.
Like anything that yes. was like, oh.
Well, it was, I will say it was a little more like, oh my God. And then you would do your exclamations.
Oh.
To not scare me.
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Yes, that's right.
Because
that's
when
right,
we're just
right.
walking around.
Because when I first started it.
You were screaming it.
When I first started it, I would scare her.
I would shake.
So then
I wasn't expecting.
So then I had to modify it and come out with the next version.
Yeah,
which
it's
is
just
like,
more of an ease into
oh
the volume.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So just the silliness of
the
making
silliness.
A huge deal about something
that you feel you do feel grateful for.
You
the little
ordinarily
things.
Like, oh, look at that nice flower.
Oh
my God.
And what that really does
that helped us.
Is it does infuse the moment with silliness, which shakes up just the how we're on automatic pilot.
Yeah, and kind of take day. Things. It's like ho-hum.
Yeah. But that, I mean, you do that, you can't not laugh.
And that's part
you're of it. You're going to laugh. And then that really integrates it into the body.
That gives you a chance to get in more steps on your pedometer, because then you can jump around and do some squats and like twirl around and like be like, yes, oh my God, that's amazing. Yes.
That's very true.
Yeah,
that's
you get in some true. Isometrics with the fist pumps, you know.
So do the oh my God. So you can do an oh my God, right? Have that be your go-to. Yeah. And you can just simply do that. And even if you live alone, say that out loud.
And crack yourself up.
Tell your cat that.
Yes.
You know?
But don't scare them.
Oh my God. Right. So you can do that, absolutely. So another way of breaking that down is just noticing the moments that went well. You know? And as you're going through your day, if you're sitting at your desk and you are just reflecting on the meeting that you just had and you're like, you know, that actually went pretty well. That went better than I thought. That is a moment to celebrate.
Oh my.
You can oh my God it, or you could just stop, take a moment and stop, get out of your routine. So instead of sitting there just reflecting like, wow, yeah, that meeting went really well.
Yes,
and
that just sitting did go on the well, chair, didn't it?
Instead of just doing that, get up
off your
and
ass.
Take some action to commemorate it, whether it's jumping up and down, like Tos was saying. Well, you didn't say jump up and down. What did you say? Squats or whatever? Something physical. Something physical to integrate it into your being.
Yes, because you are a physical organism.
Yes, and that really takes it to the next level.
And sometimes, in fact, I did this just the other day. Like, freaking smile.
Smiling.
You know,
oh my God, we need to do an episode
on smiling. Smile, man. Yes. Come on.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I people would accuse me of having RBF.
Resting bitch face.
Yes.
LOL.
I don't know why. I mean, you know. Anyways, I was going to talk about tongue position because that has everything to do with how your face lands or how it looks, right? Your neck posture. It's a whole other episode. But anyways, okay. So that is a great way to just start cultivating that celebratory spirit, the lens of it, exercising your muscle, literally, figuratively. So now why should we even do it? Like why, right? Why? Okay, so I'm going to go down a list. We all know it, but we can...
Let's celebrate the list.
It bears repeating. Yes, let's celebrate the list. All right. So when we take time to reflect on and celebrate anything that went well, anything that was a success to us, right? To us, our definition of success. We are better able to cope, better coping strategies and mechanisms. We have improved overall health. We're generally more optimistic, less stressed. We take better care of ourselves. We're more mindful, and when we savor good stuff like that, when we're getting into that habit of like just savoring and having and celebrating little and big things, we really do cultivate that lens of just looking for the good. It makes us really hone in on that muscle of just always looking for the good. Mm-hmm. So that's part of that optimism piece.
Oh my God.
And last but not least.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah. It just builds our resilience. You know?
Yeah.
Because can you imagine if you're celebrating? Yeah. If you have at least one of those oh my God moments a day.
It's better than not having
where you're jumping up and down, where you are doing all of that stuff. Can you imagine how life could be different? And then can you imagine having like finding three things where you are doing the oh my God moments. Can you imagine like what your day would be like?
It doesn't even have to be sexual.
How fun. Yeah. Right.
Another thing that came up as Sienna and I were preparing notes for this episode. See, we're kind of all over the place in this episode, but oh well. Was less to do with celebration and a narrow focus and more about gratitude. Because something
But see, we're okay to go back to gratitude now.
We dealt with the issues.
Yes.
Okay. We processed a little. Something that I've done in the past and I've tried to take up more recently is just going without, doing without XYZ, choosing the harder way, because that kind of like kicks my ass so that you can't help but be grateful. Like if you go, I did this once, I haven't done it recently, but I did this once a few years ago, and you just like don't avail yourself of the fact that you probably happen to have hot water coming out of your faucet if you want it. You know, you can have a hot shower almost anytime you want. But I went like, I think a week, and I forced myself to just take a cold shower. And believe me, I was actually viscerally pretty surprised and shocked, and I could not help but feel grateful when on the eighth day, I let myself take a hot shower. And recently I've been doing this, not with the shower part, because I want a hot shower. But I've been doing it with things like if I feel like, oh, I could, you know, like I could use a little snack. And I'll be like, no, just be hungry. Just be hungry for one more hour.
But we're not saying to starve yourself.
Right. Of course, we have to apply this with wisdom, you know. And another thing too is like, what if you carry the groceries into your house from your car without using any bags? It's going to take you extra time. Yes. But I bet it's going to make you really grateful for a bag.
Yep.
Just a bag. That's all.
Yeah. You know?
So just like going without.
Yeah, when was the
like,
last time you were grateful for a bag?
Right, exactly. You know,
yeah.
Just a all the conveniences bag that we take for granted. And if you force yourself to do the harder thing, be uncomfortable, you know, let it take longer, let it take more effort. You kind of like won't be able to help yourself from feeling grateful.
Yeah.
When you do let yourself use a bag. You know, like something silly and simple like that. But I think it really brings it home, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And speaking of taking time, the other thing that came to mind as we were preparing this episode is a text message that we got from my brother and his family, because my nephew, his son, had participated in this global competition. He and his team had participated in a global competition. It was very exciting. Talk about nerd herd. This was a robotics competition, okay? Kids nowadays, so smart, doing their robotics competitions. But it was so neat because the text message we received said that, oh, you know, this young man, he was limited on time throughout the time preparing for the competition and during the competition. But, you know, now that it's all over, he can take his time and really reflect on all the support that he has received from people. Mm-hmm. Like we had written him a little note, you know. So I was like, wow, they're doing a good job raising that kid. Like pointing out for him, like, hey, take some time to just reflect and sit with the energy of all the support that you received. And it takes time, but that's where the feel goods come from.
Yeah.
Is to sit in that energy.
And I love that example because it shows it's never too late to express and go deep with your feelings of gratitude for something. You know, you don't have to be grateful for the well wishes before your trip. You know,
it's like God.
You can take a moment, but then after you can really savor it all.
It's there for you.
Yeah.
When you're ready, it's there for you.
Yes. So in addition to the OMG, oh my God, practice, we do two other things. So the second thing we do is to say a prayer before we have our dinner. And prayer is such a beautiful form of gratitude. So we just express that gratitude for whatever's on our plate, like all the plants. We express gratitude for the people, all the people and businesses that had a hand in getting us the ingredients to make this amazing meal. And we just infuse our meal with love, and we prepare our body to receive all the messages that the food has to offer us. And we just get into that vibe of gratitude for the food we're having. So we do that every night. And then another thing we do at the end of the night is we each take turns telling the other the three things that went well that day. So instead of saying the three things you're grateful for today, what are three things that went well?
It's so funny.
Which I think, yeah.
At first, it was hard to think of three things, and now we're doing more than three things.
I know,
we just
now
keep
we're
going
not
on and on.
Shutting up.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can, what I love is that it's often, it ranges from like, I love how our salad, like the greens are so fresh.
Yeah, that was last night.
Because this week, we really prioritized eating those greens when they're fresh.
Yes.
Versus last week.
I know they were wilty.
Yeah, I was like, hey, we better eat this before it like turns to mildew.
Yeah. That's
you know, so
disgusting.
It can be
as, well, we wouldn't have eaten it if it turned to mildew. But yeah.
But as simple as that to more, you know, quote unquote big. Oh, I said quote unquote.
See, do you see what's going on? Oh my gosh.
Nerd herd. To big things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. There you have it. A collection of completely random thoughts from a lesbian couple about gratitude. We hope you enjoyed that.
Leaders of the nerd herd.
Oh my God. Have a great rest of your day or night whenever you're listening to this. Don't forget, please, if you can just rate and review the podcast, we really appreciate it. Come look us up. We're mostly on Instagram. We're pretty much only on Instagram, right? Instagram. Our handle is Sienna and Toast. And Sienna is spelled with one end. No, not an end. An N. Sienna and Toast. So come see us on Instagram. And as always, we close this episode by saying and encouraging you to live your love story.
If you're inspired by the teachings of Dr. Wayne Dyer, you will love the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life podcast with Nadia De La Cruz.
You are a spiritual being having a human experience. My name is Nadia De La Cruz, and I started the Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life podcast to explore spiritual topics like manifestation and meditation with guests who share their own stories of insight, awakening, and transformation. Listen now on the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network or wherever you get your podcasts.